Hey, this is Dan with a CBP Audioboo. This is Audioboo number 37. It's Avengers 191. And if you've noticed, we've jumped ahead a few issues, mostly because there's a huge gap in the issues that I picked up real cheap. So we're picking up on issue 191. The team is pretty much the same as it was the prior issues, actually. But what we have here is, in this issue, it picks up right in the middle of a fight between the Avengers and the Grey Gargoyle. The Avengers were called out of a hearing that they had with, I guess, the National Security Council and Henry Peter Gyrich. Gyrich was, I guess, trying to implement more control and more, just more red tape. I don't know any other super team in comicdom that's had to deal with more government sanctions and restrictions than the Avengers. But they leave their hearing to fight the Grey Gargoyle. Somehow Daredevil got involved, I guess, in the last issue because both he and Iron Man are turned to stone. So the Grey Gargoyle and the Avengers are fighting. He manages to pretty much beat them all down. I never really realized, that he was that powerful. But who knows? I guess it just depends on what the story calls for. So he leaves, and he's heading back to an apartment that he had rented previously, I guess months ago. As any good supervillain does, they have hideouts and safe houses, and he's got a swank New York apartment. So he goes to it, climbs up the side of the building, which I don't know how easy that would be if you are made of stone, but anyways, he manages to do it, and he climbs in the window to find that somebody had rented out his apartment, and there's a woman living there now. There's a new tenant, and of course he, goes crazy because, hey, this is my place. What are you doing here? And then he proceeds to reveal his entire origin to this complete stranger. And the whole purpose for him going back to his apartment was to pick up these chemicals so he could augment his powers. Well, turns out this lady, when she moved in, threw all his shit away. So he's about ready to, show her the back of his hand when who flies in but the Falcon. The Falcon had followed him from the scene of the battle originally and was, planned on keeping him busy until the rest of the Avengers could arrive. So they're fighting in this tiny apartment, and this was actually kind of sad. I kind of got bummed out. I guess Red Wing was there with him, and Falcon was, it's basically like, Red Wing, go fly, tell the Avengers where we're at. How that would work, I have no idea. But the Grey Gargoyle grabs Red Wing and turns him to stone. I'm like, no, Red Wing, I hope you're okay. I don't particularly like birds, but I guess it's just the idea that, he's the Falcon's pet, and the Falcon and Red Wing have a special relationship only known between man and bird. But, so anyways, the Falcon continues to keep the Grey Gargoyle busy. The rest of the Avengers show up just in the nick of time. They work as a team, they beat him down, and the Avengers then go back to their hearing, and the council or whoever deem that the Avengers are always working in the best interest of the people of the world, and that Gyrich needs to take the stick out of his ass and go a little easy on them. So, and that's pretty much where the issue ends. So, this is Dan from Comic Book Pit, and we'll see you next time with issue 192.